The Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia began today with qualifying rounds in some sports. Six athletes competing in the games call Alaska home or have roots in the state. The most talked about are the cross-country skiers from Alaska Pacific University, Keegan Randall, Holly Brooks, Sadie Bjornson, and her brother Eric. Anchorage Daily News reporter Nathaniel Herz is in Sochi covering the games for ADN and for FasterSkier.com. He says Randall absolutely has a shot at a gold medal in Sochi.
She's kind of like the Usain Bolt of this event in the sport. She's had a pretty dominant run competing in this event. I think up until last weekend, she had been on the podium in every skate sprint she'd entered kind of at the international level for about the last 2 years. There's one other woman, she's Norwegian, her name is Marit Bjørgen, and she's kind of this bionic woman. She is sort of almost unbeatable. She's won several dozen World Cup races and several gold medals at the last Olympics, and she's kind of Keegan's biggest competition. But it's really sort of expected to be almost like a showdown between those two. There are plenty of other women that are strong and that could be in there, but those are the two favorites for sure.
Keegan was fifth in the World Cup skate sprint in Italy last weekend. How much do you think those results matter?
I don't think they matter all that much. I mean, certainly it's probably nicer to come into the Olympics having won the event beforehand. Although there are a lot of people who kind of say if you win the event beforehand, it's a little bit like a curse and you actually don't want to do that. You want to be like second, third, fourth. If you actually watch the race, she was not, it's not like she ended up way back of the pack. She was actually leading most of the race. And then at the end, everyone kind of came around her at the finish in the home stretch and kind of nipped her. And, you know, it was not like she was far less strong than these women. It seemed like it came down to a more tactical issue. And the course that they were competing on was definitely sort of a more tactical course than the one at the Olympics, which is, you know, has some pretty steep hills and challenging sections. So I think it's expected to be sort of less technical and more about fitness and power, which, you know, Keegan does not have in short supply.
What are the other big cross-country skiing events Alaskans should pay attention to in Sochi?
Well, the Alaskan women that are competing in the Olympics, Holly Brooks and Sadie Bjornson, between those two and Keegan Randall, they're likely to make up at least half, if not three quarters, of the women's relay team. That event, it's four women, and they each race 5 kilometers tagging off to each other. That event comes later in the games, and they have a pretty good shot at a medal in that event. And then there's also the team sprint, where Keegan will almost certainly be one of the two team members in that race, and then she could be teamed with Sadie or maybe another woman. And that's an event where actually they won a gold medal at the World Championships last year, Keegan and this woman, Jessie Diggins from Minnesota. Although that was when they were competing in that last year, it was in a different technique, freestyle versus classical. So that might be a little tougher for them at the Olympics, but I think they'll still be in there.
How big a deal are the Olympic Games for the sport of cross-country skiing?
It's huge. You know, I think this year the team and the athletes have an opportunity unlike any they've had in the last 4 decades, where they're going in with some really, really serious chances at an Olympic medal. And, you know, you do that and it just, you know, it gets the athletes in the sport that much more exposure and presumably gets that many more people excited about it. And, you know, sort of can be a pretty big deal for growing the sport if you have success at this big of an event. So, yeah, I think there's sort of a lot of anticipation on the part of people who are involved in the sport this time around.
Nathaniel Herz is covering the Sochi Olympics for FasterSkier.com and the Anchorage Daily News. He'll be giving us regular updates on all the cross-country skiing action. Besides the cross-country skiers to watch from Alaska, Ryan Stassel from Anchorage is competing in the Olympic slope-style snowboard competition, and curler Jessica Schultz was born in Anchorage. Biathlon competitor Sarah Studebaker is from Idaho, but sometimes trains in Anchorage.